A Lesson in Service by Arthur Whiting. Grandpa Peter Isaacson left his home in the beautiful valley of Ephraim, Utah, when he was called by his stake president and the president of the church to go to Arizona on a mission. After Brigham City was disbanded, he was called to be bishop of the little ward at the Meadows. The Meadows was a small settlement 8 miles below St. John's on the Little Colorado. Of the few families there, only part of them were active members. This, along with the desolate circumstances and lack of buildings, made it a challenge, which would have discouraged most men, but Grandpa had long before been tested and proven, when it took him 6 months to cross the ocean. Then his young wife passed away. He had already endured so many trials and hardships that he was equal to the discouraging position as bishop of this little ward. The members imposed on him, and Grandma Isaacson finally returned to Ephraim, but Grandpa stayed at his post until released by those in authority. When he moved back to his beloved Ephraim, he found someone had jumped his land, and he literally had to start over again, but not one of these things ever weakened Grandpa's testimony and faith. His grandson, Bishop Thorpe Isaacson, tells of the faith-promoting experience of watching Grandpa preparing the grain seed for planting. He would open the sack, and then on bended knees bless the seed, that it might grow and mature for his good and the blessings of those in need. "Whenever I become discouraged with any position or calling in the church, I stop and think of Grandpa Isaacson, and it makes me a little ashamed that I ever hesitated,"